the carpet upstairs with wood, or it's kind of like, it's not, it's like vinyl. So it's like not real wood, but it's like hard floor with that looks like wood. And so we had to move all the stuff. And it took them 2 days to do it.
Tell them.
No, no, we've been here because downstairs is fine.
Oh.
It's just upstairs.
Yesterday, I just drove 2 hours in the middle of Ohio to pick up a cat.
To pick up a cat?
Yeah, that's what this
cat is.
Don't you have like 3 cats?
Including her, we now have 3 cats.
Yeah.
Can you hear
her? You guys going to be the creepy cat couple?
No, this is the last one. I didn't even really want a third.
But they all say, this is the last one.
No, this is actually the last one. Like, actually. Because she wanted one that she chose because the other two were, like, saved, like, not salvation, saved, basically.
Refugee?
Yeah, refugees. They were refugees. So this one's one she actually chose, so this is the last one.
Okay.
Can you hear her?
Not right now, but every now and then, yeah.
Okay.
It is what it is, man.
If she gets bad, I'll just put her in the bathroom. But yeah, it is Week in Leaves episode 57, December 29th, 2023. About to get to 2024. I'm Alonzo, my co-host, Jason with me. Tell people how you're doing, man.
Dude, I'm doing great.
I feel it.
I'm doing fantastic.
I feel. Ooh. I was going to save it for later, but you got anything on your 2024 bucket list?
Get more jacked.
All right. That's all, is just get more jacked.
Yeah. Pretty much, I think. Get more jacked. Make more money. Have better health.
Okay.
Yeah. No huge plans. I guess do better with money management. Not that I spend a lot of money. It's just the fact that I have a decent amount of money that I need to start using to invest. And I've been saying I'm going to invest this money, and I haven't been invested. I've been like putting it away and putting it in like investment accounts, but I haven't been actually doing the due diligence of actually putting the money into stock. So I have just like a bunch of money that I have in various accounts for investing that I haven't done the research to start investing the money.
Right.
So yeah.
Okay.
But I could just get like a financial advisor, not a financial advisor, but like a stockbroker or something. He'll just do it for me. Which yeah, probably would be the better option, but that's probably what I'm going to end up doing.
Get you a good one, yeah. Bill Gunderson always says, we're active investors. Those other guys are passive investors.
You said Wait, what? I didn't hear what you said.
Well, he when he talks about like, because he's like a financial advisor as well. When he talks about other advisors, he's like, they're passive investors. You know, like we're active investors. We don't just like put it in the stocks and not look at it anymore. Like we're actually looking at it every day. That's just what he says.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what he's talking about.
Who said that?
Bill Gunderson.
I don't know who that is.
He's like a stock. He's like a stock guy. Oh, okay. He's been around for like a long time. My dad listened to him. That's like the main person my dad listens to because he's really into stocks.
Bill Gunderson.
Okay. Best stocks now. But yeah, let's get into JJK. How'd you feel about the finale now that you watched it a couple times?
It was mid. I'm not going to lie. That was for a finale. I mean, the overall season was great. Don't get me wrong. People can say what they want, bro. I feel like I want you to clip this up because I feel like this will get a lot of views. If I say the right things, you clip it the right way. But the finale overall was mid. The information was great, though. Really great information, actually. But in terms of like a finale, this episode didn't really need to exist, to be honest. They could have just made last episode 45 minutes, added the first half when they, you know, what's her name shows up. She's talking to Kenjaku, asking him questions, and then he explains his plan and what he's going to do. And then it shows pretty much like the outcome. We really didn't need to see like all those random people talking low key. Like I like the news part, and I like seeing the government in their little meeting talking about like what's going on. And then when they show the news broadcast, I feel like they could have kept the government officials talking, the news broadcast that was on the TV, and then it ate the two people sitting at the breakfast table or the dinner table eating breakfast. And then when the little girl was obviously in the like convenience store, and then Yuta showed up, they could have kept that part. And then pretty much just ended it from there, and then kept the five, you know, things that the outcomes that happened from Shibuya, and then started the next episode with Yuji clapping his hands, and then because he's just about to fight those, his clap didn't do anything. People were like, "What is that clap? Is that a power or something?" No, he just was trying to get attention, and yeah. It popped up, and then that like, I feel like that part could have just been the start of next episode. Also, the pacing was kind of bad, low key. The way they just like abruptly cut, that was weird, very weird. I'm like, what just happened? I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just
the whole episode just seemed really fast for the amount of information. Yeah, everything was fast.
But I think they could have just, like I said, stuffed the first 20 minutes into last episode and made that last episode the finale. Because that would have made more sense. Because they made it seem like she was about to show up and do something. She didn't do anything.
Yeah.
She came and just... Toxic tweeted out. He was like, she just did a Taku no Jutsu. That's literally all she did. She came and she just started talking. And then it just cut to the, like, basically the future, kind of, like, days after. We don't know how many days. It could have been weeks or whatever. But, yeah. That the way they ended last episode made me anticipate this episode to be like something crazy was about to happen, but nothing crazy happened.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna fight. She didn't do anything. She was I mean, she protected them, but we didn't see anything about her.
Yeah.
But I was gonna ask. The only thing I have from last episode: how'd you feel about Chozo versus Geto?
Oh, we talked about that. Bit. I said that was better than Did we talk about that?
No, we didn't talk about last.
Oh,
episode.
We didn't talk about it on here. We talked about it in the PlayStation chat, right?
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like I do feel like we talked about it, but I was like Chozo versus Geto was better than Yuji versus Mahito to me. I feel like Yuji versus Mahito was honestly one of the weaker fights during the arc. That's just
which
though.
Part? Do you mean Mahito or Chozo?
I'm talking about Yuji versus Mahito.
Like, which part?
Remember the episode prior to Chozo fighting?
Oh, when Kenjaku. He transformed, you didn't like that?
Yeah, that one. That wasn't really that crazy. Nothing really crazy happened. It wasn't like crazy.
Okay.
You know, it was obviously the events that took place were crazy, but what happened, like the fight, the choreography itself wasn't that crazy. But when Chozo fought Geto Kenjaku, it was. He was going crazy, and he was weak. He was tired too. Like he was going in.
He looked way stronger than he did against Yuji.
I mean, you got to remember the only reason he didn't beat Yuji is because the water was negating his blood. He couldn't use his blood how he wanted to, because Yuji was about to lose before Mekamaru was like, "Hey, I don't know if this will work, but going to the bathroom and water will cause the blood to do something, because you know it'll makes the when blood and water mixes, you know, like." Blood is thicker than water, so it rises, and so it just messes up the consistency, and it probably just, you know, kind of neutralizes most of his abilities. But without that, I mean, he still lost.
I remember that part, but like before they went into the bathroom, like he didn't send blood underground or do any of that crazy stuff.
I don't think he send blood underground. I think he just cut that giant. Geto sent that giant, like it looked like a Super Mario, you know, the rock with the face. that's what he said. He cut that in half, and then he like sent his blood out like rain, and it fell from the sky like super sharp.
I thought he sent it other ground because it sent like a giant pillar of land upward, and then they met up.
No, that was Geto top. That caused the land to go in the sky like that.
Are you sure? I swear it was Chozo.
Yeah, I don't think Chozo caused the whole ground, like that pillar of ground, to lift him up. I don't think that was him.
Okay, I might have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, that was.
I swore that was Chozo's blood that did that.
That was not him. I don't think that was him, at least from what I remember. I thought that was Ghetto that did that to get them away from everybody else. But
okay,
I could be wrong. But yeah, I mean, he was going, but he bodied Yuji. Even when Yuji had the upper hand, he still lost. The only reason he didn't die is because they're related. And we figured out why they're related. Well, we didn't figure out completely, but you can infer based on the information that was presented in last episode how they're related. But I'll just leave that for you. We'll talk about it.
I mean, we don't really know. Yeah. We don't know much about Yuji, per se. Choza, we did.
Yeah, but I can infer.
I mean, what do you think? You can give a prediction. Kenjaku
probably did the same thing with Yuji's mom or dad or whoever, which causes him to be related in some way to Chozo. That's my prediction.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
But that's the only, and he's like, I only get that bond with people I'm related to. So, and that's the only reason he didn't kill Yuji in that moment. Because when he was about to die, he started feeling things.
Right.
Vividly. So.
I like
that. I ain't gonna lie, Yuji really took a lot of L's. The only person he really beat, I mean, he did beat Mahito, but he also beat the guy in the start.
he beat the Locust, and he beat the old guy, and he beat Mahito.
Yeah.
And he lost to Chozo. So.
Yeah.
He had help for...
For Mahito.
Two he of them, for really. Mahito. He had help for the old guy, too.
Old guy, too, yeah.
What was I going to say?
And really, the old guy, he probably wouldn't have figured it out if it wasn't for Megumi.
Yeah. That's why I said Yuji doesn't have IQ. A strategy. That's what I was saying. That's why. What was I going to say? Yeah, I like that they're telling the general public about cursed energy. Because I remember from when we were talking about Ghetto's plan originally. Mm-hmm. One of the things I said was, why don't they just tell the public about cursed energy and just like bring it to the education system? Obviously, this is a lot different. It's kind of like forced. Yeah, but
he used what's the name of that move? Idol Transfiguration, and he transfigured the whole world. Or all of Japan, I should say. Not the whole world.
Yeah. Oh, we also find out there's no curse.
There's cursed energy in other countries, but it's very little. It's not as. Yeah. And they were saying it's very rare for a super strong sorcerer to be from a different place other than Japan. And then they showed the Jamaican. Is he Jamaican? Or is he just black?
I don't think he's Jamaican. I don't know. Miguel? I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just black. I don't know where he's from, though.
But they showed him because obviously he's pretty strong because Gojo picked him out first. During the night of demons.
Yeah.
Or night of curses, whatever it was called.
Do you think that Yuji should be executed? Like, if you were on ground zero, do you think they should kill him?
Yes. No question. If we're being, like, realistic here, yes, bro, you gotta die. Like, I'm sorry. I know we tried this whole thing, you know, like, you got control. No. If that's happening, you gotta go, bro. I'm sorry. Like, you're gone. Obviously, I like Yuji, and I'm a viewer watching, so, like, I don't want him to be executed, but realistically, if I was there, bro, you gotta go, bro. I'm sorry. Like, you're too much of a, you feel me? Like, especially with Gojo out the picture, you're too much of a liability for everybody else, and what could potentially happen. You just gotta go, bro.
Yeah, from that, I mean, I feel like now, Yuji isn't necessarily their biggest problem, per se. Like, I don't know, like, all of Japan is about to kind of exterminate itself.
Yeah.
So I mean, Yuji isn't necessarily the biggest issue.
Yeah, well, when Sukuna pops up,
that's the biggest issue. I mean, that is the biggest issue. So. If Sukuna completely... I would also be on the side of executing Yuji, honestly.
I mean, realistically, that's the only... Like, let's be honest, bro. Like, given the circumstance of what happened, like, even if it's not you, bro, like, Sukuna just being in a vessel that could potentially just snap or become Sukuna, and he has full control at any moment, and this is all he did that in, what, like, 15 minutes? How long? He wasn't even in his body for that long.
Yeah,
realistically, in their time. And he destroyed a whole city, bro. in seconds.
So yeah.
So like, bro, you're done. But it's gonna, you know, make for some good. It's gonna make for a good story, culling games. And I feel like it's also ironic because Yuta was also supposed to get exercise or not exercise, but executed. But his thing is different though. Like he has full control over Rika, and that's his own curse technique. Whereas Yuji has no control over Sukuna, and you know what I'm saying? It doesn't look like there's any means of him becoming able to control Sukuna.
Right.
So
I guess we'll see. Were you hype about the Yuta reveal or no?
It was okay. I mean, he didn't really do nothing, so you know what I'm saying? Like he showed up, but what did you do? You killed one random curse and saved a little girl, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But it's Yuta though.
That's all I know. The reveal was lackluster. Like he showed up after it was over. Like that wasn't even during Shibuya. You know, I don't think
he showed up after.
So it's like, all right, bro, you're here now. It's too late.
Oh man, we know he still is Rika.
Yeah, because we both. I thought Rika was going the way it ended in the movie. It looked like she was relinquished or went to the other world or heaven or something. So, I don't know.
I wanted to ask you, who is your top 10 in the verse right now before we read the manga?
Who's still available? Or just overall?
Overall, dead or alive.
Okay, so I'm going to go Gojo and Sukuna 1 and 2. No order. I think I am going to put Sukuna over. I don't know. I think they're tied. 3 would have to be the girl with the blonde hair that showed up. I think she's pretty strong. Even though we haven't seen anything from her. Yuta's up there as well, from who we know. Mahito was up there, but, you know, he got absorbed. Jogo is definitely up there.
Wait, sure. Who'd you say was number 4?
Mahito.
Okay.
No, I said Yuta. I think I said Yuta. Okay. And then Mahito. And then, Chogo? Not Chogo. What's his name? Jogo.
Chogo.
Volcano Head. Even though he's dead now, but I think he was stronger than Mahito at the time, prior to Mahito getting to his, his final evolution or whatever. But even then, if Mahito had more time, bro, he probably would have been the strongest curse ever. Maybe. On his pacing. But, and then who else? So I did Sukuna, Gojo, the girl, Yuta, Mahito.
You're on 7.
I'm on 7 right now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think this is where the real debate happens.
Well, if we're being honest, Mahiraga is top 3. He's top 3.
He does not count.
He doesn't count? Okay.
He's not a real character.
He is a real character. He's
a shadow.
A tool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
So, but Mahito is a real character.
No, Mahiraga.
Mahiraga is a real character too, in my opinion, because even though he doesn't have free will, technically he does have, well, he has to be summoned, but he has free will until somebody can subjugate him.
Right. But he's a shadow, though. That would be like giving Rika their own character.
Okay, I agree. Okay, that's fair. I guess I'll put Toto, then Yuji, but above them would be Toji. Toji would be above them. So, Toji, Toto, Yuji. Oh, Nanami is, hold on, Nanami, yeah, I forgot about him. Nanami's above all of them.
Above Toji?
Yeah, I think he's above... Or no, lower than Toji.
Okay.
So
Nanami 8.
Yeah. Toji 7. Who do I have above Toji? Mahito, Sukuna, Gojo.
Yeah.
And then who was five and six?
Yeah.
Oh, Jogo.
Mahito and Jogo are five and six.
Yeah. So yeah, and then Toji, and then Toto, then Yuji, and Megami.
Megami's 10?
Yeah. But I feel like Megami might not be 10, bro. I ain't gonna lie. He has a lot of potential, but he gets clapped a lot. And he always tries to sacrifice himself in like a last ditch effort. But oh, I'm sleeping on Chozo. Chozo's above Yuji and Toto to me. So yeah, I would say Yuji is 10, Toto is 9, Chozo is 8, Toji is 7, Jogo is 6, Mahito is 5. Actually, I think Yuji falls out because Nanami is above Toto and yeah. So it would be Toto 10, Nanami 9, Toji 8. Who's my 7 again?
Wait, you're confusing me. Hold on. Let me read off to you what you got. So you got 1 Gojo, 2 Sukuna, 3 Yuki, 4 Yuta, 5 Mahito, 6 Jogo, 7 Toji, 8 Nanami, 9 Chozo, 10 Toto.
Yeah. I forgot about Ghetto. What am I doing? Ghetto, fake him. I don't know why I'm not thinking of, like, that dude's in there, too. He's probably 4. He's actually 3. He's 3. He moved what's her name down 1. So move everybody down 1 and put Ghetto in there at F4. Or 3.
At 3?
At 3, yeah.
Okay.
And then move everybody else down 1.
Okay. So then Toto falls out of the top 10.
Yeah.
And do you have Nanami over Chozo or Chozo over Nanami?
I think Chozo, I think they're tied, bruh. I think they're tied. But Chozo, I feel like we haven't seen his full capability because he really locked in and was like, "Going." I ain't going to lie. It looked like he was putting on some pressure on, even though Ghetto wasn't really like stressing, but he was putting pressure on him. Like nobody else was putting any pressure at all. If we're being honest.
Chozo, that was only his second
tired.
Fight.
And he was tired. He was gassed. From fighting Yuji already.
And it was only his second fight ever.
Yeah. So yeah.
So yeah.
From who we know. That's from who we know that we've seen.
So Gojo, Sukuna, Ghetto, Yuki, Yuta, Mahito, Jogo, Toji, Nanami, Chozo. Okay.
I'ma do mine.
Well, actually, that octopus dude is over Nanami.
Dagon?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Nanami's number 10. Dagon's number 9.
Nanami's out the picture. Who's Chozo? Because I think... No, Chozo's out. Yeah, Chozo's out. Okay. I think Chozo's out there, yeah.
I'm going to do... Just based off of all my knowledge, I'm even going to factor in... Spoilers. I'm just factoring everything. All knowledge I know. I'm going to say Sukuna number 1.
But, okay. Can we just say it, dude? Can I say why I don't have Sukuna over Gojo?
Why?
Because Sukuna was using Mahiraga to fight Gojo while fighting Gojo.
Yeah.
So it's like, bruh, that's not even fair. Like it's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair, bro. That's not even
life isn't fair.
So that's why I don't know. Turn was saying like he's Sukuna's a fraud. I can see why he says that because it's like, bro, Mahiraga literally adapts to. In order to beat him, you have to kill him before he adapts to your attacks. And they said Gojo actually ended up beating him. But it was just like, it was just too, like, bro, I'm gassed. I'm done, bro. I can't even heal my body because I'm fighting two things at once. It's like two goats fighting one goat. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not fair, bro. And I'm still going toe-to-toe with you? That's why I got to give it. That's why I got to...
We haven't seen the fight yet.
Yeah, we haven't. We haven't.
We haven't seen
it. From what I've heard, if that's what happened, I'm sorry, bro. You can't. I can't. That's like saying LeBron. You feel me? He threw. He, you know what I'm saying?
It's super team.
Yeah, it's a super team. Like, what more can I do? Yeah, like, what more can I do? You know what I'm saying? That's literally what that is. So I can't give it to Sekou. That's the only reason.
Okay. Well, we'll see the fight. We'll see if maybe your buying changes. But for right now, I'm going to go Sekou number one, Gojo number two. I'm going to say Kenjaku number three. Because after this, I feel like Kenjaku and Ghetto shouldn't even be ranked the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kenjaku uses his abilities way better.
Yeah, I think Kenjaku is way stronger. I think he might be number three for me, too.
Who did I put four?
You put Ghetto. Did I put three?
Oh, I did? Okay.
Yeah.
And then the girl, low-key, the only reason I put the girl four is because I feel like she has to have some, like, crazy strength, because I can't put her over Yuta, even though I feel like Yuta probably has more cursed energy and he's, like, a bigger threat in terms of if he really uses his cursed techniques compared to hers, because I have no knowledge of her, but just the way she showed up and how everybody was in awe, she has to be her, you know what I'm saying, so.
Yeah. I mean, she's a special grade.
Yeah.
We'll see. My number four, this honestly is where it gets kind of tough for me. I'm going to say Yuta for number four. Just because I've seen what he can do. Number five.
I feel like what I said is the only answer, bro. I feel like it's the only answer.
Number five, I think I'm going to put Jogo. Number six. Actually, you know, I'm going to put Yuki at number five and move Jogo down. I haven't seen her, but she's a special grade. I'm going to assume that she's at least stronger than Jogo. Number seven, I'm going to say Toji.
Over Dagen? Oh, yeah, yeah. He destroyed Dagen. Yeah, of course, yeah. He can hop in that domain. But, yeah. Even though I feel like it's an asterisk on that dub, to be honest.
What's the asterisk?
Because he was opening up his domain inside his domain, so it negated his domain effect. So they were just fighting fair, like with no, you know. Once you get inside someone's domain, the only way to beat them is if you overpower them. And so, given that information, if Toji was in his domain by himself, he has no curse energy to overpower him. I mean, but then we also said that he could have brought in his little cursed
If he had reverse curse sword.
I think
all things even, I think Toji overpowers Dagon.
Yeah, given both being able to use their full capabilities, Toji probably would win. Yeah.
Number eight. This one gets a little tough. Dang, it's kind of tough. I feel like.
Did you say Mahito yet?
This is the part where it gets tough for me. Cause like,
He's in the list.
I'm kind of on the fence.
He's in the list. There's no way he's like, not in the list, bro.
I don't know. Like,
It's only two people that can beat him that we know.
Who?
Sukuna and Yuji, but that's literally only because Yuji has Sukuna. Probably Gojo can beat him too. But I don't think Ghetto was trying, the fake Ghetto, he was literally waiting for him to become, you know, fully realized to absorb him. But I don't think he could have forced him to become fully realized by himself. Because if they would have fought, I think he would have been able to touch him some way, somehow. Maybe not. Maybe he just felt like he could beat him, but he wants to beat him when he's at his best so he can have him.
Yeah. Like,
That's three people we know that could beat him.
I guess, yeah.
And they're all top three.
I guess. I don't know. Okay, so I put Mahito.
Bro, he's him, bro. I know everybody hates him, but he's him, bro. He's him.
I guess. Maybe it's hater brain.
He's him.
Maybe. Well,
think
actually,
about who else you're going to say. Nobody else you're going to say is going to go above him, bro.
Well, actually, wait. I'm going to put original Ghetto above him.
Okay, that's fair. Are we doing that? There. Are we doing that? If that's the case, Original Ghetto is in mine too. I'm replacing him for Nanami. He's over Toji for sure. But
well, I think Toji's over Original Ghetto.
Really? We're talking about adult Ghetto, like when he's an adult.
Okay. I mean,
like when he fought Yuta after all that time, after he beat him the first time. I think that Ghetto could beat Toji.
I don't know.
Given that Toji died after that fight from the first fight, so Ghetto got all that information from that fight, just like Gojo, and Toji has not, you know, advanced at all since that moment.
True, but that also, I've heard that also wasn't prime Toji.
Then what was it? What, it's not prime Toji.
He was rusty Toji. He was rusty at that time.
He did say he was rusty. He did say that. He was like, ah. But he was like, ah, I can feel myself getting back into my old shape after he beat up the old lady.
Right. And then he destroyed
Dagen.
He beat Gojo and Ghetto in the same day, bro.
Yeah, but that's only because one, Gojo was gassed. He game planned against him to be tired. And then Ghetto, we already knew Ghetto was like lacking behind Gojo at that time. Like it was no, you know what I'm saying? It was a huge gap. And Ghetto even said that.
Excuse me.
So if I get out the top dog, and then I just got this lackey. No disrespect to Ghetto, but I ain't gonna lie.
He wasn't
just
a lackey.
He's Gojo's lackey, bro. He's still him, but compared to Gojo, like, you know what I'm saying? It's Gojo. It's Gojo. You know what I'm saying? So compared to Gojo, no matter how cold you are, bro, you're not Gojo.
I'm still putting.
And Toji really, Toji was Toji is like the perfect matchup for Ghetto because he has all the cursed tools. And Ghetto has all the cursed, you know, spears or the regular curses he absorbs it. So, and he has all those tools that can, I feel like cursed tools are low key. I don't want to say they're made to like beat cursed spirits, but I low key feel like that's what it is.
Well, they are like, why? Yeah, they are made. To
yeah,
beat
they're literally
spirits.
Designed to be. So he has all the tech, you know what I'm saying? All right. You got this. I got this. You got this. I got that. And he just outclassed him in combat too.
Yeah. That's why I got him above him.
But I feel like adult Ghetto, adult Ghetto versus teenage Ghetto. Bro, come on.
I mean, yeah, obviously adult Ghetto is going to be stronger.
I don't think Toji's doing him like that, bro. And
adult Ghetto versus Dagon, who do you think is going to win?
Adult Ghetto. Adult Ghetto only lost to Yuta, bro. Like, he lost to Yuta.
But that's
Rika.
Like such a... Like
Rika is the
that
strongest
was such a
curse.
Powerhouse. That's like losing to Gojo. It's like, what does that mean?
But look, you saw all the curses that he had stored up, and he used it in that moment. So if he's about to die, bro, he can just pull that out, and he's gonna beat whoever it is if it's not Gojo and Gojo Sukuna or Yuta with Rika. Who else is absorbing all that all those curses at one time?
I feel like Toji just dodged him.
Alright.
He's just fast.
I mean, he could just use the reverse curse sword and just cut through the whole thing. If that's how that works. So, okay.
Okay.
But is that Toji or is that the curse weapon? You get what I'm saying?
It's his weapon that he uses in the show.
It's his weapon that he stole somehow and smuggled.
He bought it. He didn't steal it.
He ain't buy it.
He bought it.
I think he bought it. He said this thing is... All right, this is a good argument. Adult Ghetto versus Toji. I feel like this is actually a really good. I feel like, yeah. Okay, that's, yeah. I could consider them equal. But I just feel like Ghetto, just like how Gojo learned so much from that, you got to think about it. Gojo just learned exponentially faster. Like, literally after he fought him, he instantly was able to do purple and figured out he could reverse, you know, heal himself and use as much energy as he wants and constantly have that supply. Whereas for Ghetto, it took him time to figure out like why he lost and what he needed. But I'm pretty sure by the time he's an adult, he figured out why he lost that fight to Toji. And if Toji hasn't progressed from that point in the adult Ghetto with all the knowledge he gained from when he first lost to him being an adult now, and he fought that same Toji, I think he's winning.
I mean, I don't know how to...
This is all just headcanon. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You know, it's just, yeah, so.
But I don't know. Like, if it's, I guess, progressing 10 years later, I don't know how Toji would be if he had lived that day.
But that's what I'm saying. But you can't do that with Toji because he died in that moment. I know. That's where he died at. Whereas Geto got older. We just don't know the extent of his power other than him fighting Rika, which was still crazy. And he put out autumn curses and they had to call everybody. Like, all of Jujutsu sorcery had to show up to fight all those curses, and that was Geto's doing, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, it was more just like sheer amount than anything. It wasn't because they were all super powerful necessarily.
Yeah, but the sheer amount. They were a bunch of high school kids. Person. Oh my god!
It literally all they had were like Jujutsu High students and like Nanami and Gojo was out there.
Some of the other teachers were there too. Some of the other teachers were there.
Yeah, like he called. It was like it was, I feel like that was more of a sheer amount thing than like. But they were the sheer overwhelmingly amount? Powerful.
All right, so versus one person, he still has that sheer amount in his bag.
True.
In his pocket.
But I don't think he even utilized them the best that he could.
Nah, he didn't, compared to how Kenjaku did.
What's that?
Uzumaki.
Number 10, I'm going to put... I think they're gone.
Okay.
I'm putting number 10, they're gone. Or...
Over Mahito?
I feel like we're sleeping on Hanami.
Are we really?
Or
she
are
got
we,
bodied
actually.
By Yuji and
yeah, that's true, actually.
Pretty easily.
They're a special grade, but they're kind of, I don't know.
Black Flash, 7 times in a row. But he did mess up on the last one. And then Gojo saved her life.
Yeah. Okay.
So they could have lost. They possibly could have lost.
All right, so my 10 is number 1 Sukuna, 2 Gojo, 3 Kenjaku, 4 Yuta, 5 Yuki, 6 Jogo, 7 Toji, 8 Geto, 9 Mahito, 10 Dagon.
Okay.
Dagon. And my cat's asleep. Let's go. But yeah, just wanted to do that before we read the manga so we could reevaluate every now and then. Yeah.
We didn't even talk about how he just unleashed 1,000 like OP sorcerers.
We didn't really dive into all the information
from
he
the
gave.
Golden Era. That's what he said. He said and Megumi's sister is one of the vessels.
Yeah.
To one of the OP sorcerers from the Golden Era of Jujutsu sorcery.
I guess we'll see.
1,000 Yuji's. That don't have any control.
I only know one of them. Like one character.
Yeah.
Out of those 1,000,
so, I mean,
whatever they are.
The list is going to definitely change because all those 1,000 are pretty much stronger than everybody we listed for the most part.
Not necessarily. I don't know.
Bruh.
One of them is a farmer.
The Golden Age.
Oh, man. One of them's just a farmer, bro. Literally. But yeah, I think that's all I got for JJK because I didn't need time to clean up around here. But yeah, how did you feel about Undead?
I didn't watch today's episode.
There wasn't one.
Okay, yeah.
It comes out January 5th.
I guess we got a little bit more information about Unrepair and his little group, and I mean I feel like nothing was added, honestly. They just fought and the dude finally was able to use his ability on command without shaking.
Yeah.
And then they just escaped. That was like that pretty was much about it. They talked for a little bit, but Unrepair doesn't really work on Andy because he can unrepair his hand, but he can just cut his arm off from his elbow and get his hand back.
Right.
Which is like low-key crazy.
And then wasn't it like also like unrepair is supposed to stop you from like doing an action that would repair it, but like he was like, I don't know.
I think
like
it just doesn't let it heal. It doesn't heal
it off or something. No, it was also a thing where like you can't like commit an action to repair it either.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But he was like, Andy was like Fuko.
Oh, that's
cut
why
his
what's
head
her
off.
Name cut her head off. Oh, right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
It wasn't really a lot of information. It was just, like, them going back and forth with fighting. Oh yeah. It's back January 5th, so don't really got much to say about that one.
We gotta get our new shows.
Yeah.
I got some shows that I think we can watch. I gotta see when Blue Lock is coming back. You didn't watch season one, but that's
I started Blue Lock a couple weeks ago. I watched
like it?
4 or 5 episodes. Yeah, it's getting good. I like
it. How you feel about the main character?
I mean, so far he hasn't really found himself. I don't know if he will find himself this season, but I mean, I'm only on the episode where what did I just watch? I think they just lost their first game. Yeah.
It's like Bloodlust, but with sports.
Yeah.
You gotta be in that mode, bruh. It's like nothing else matters.
Yeah.
But this goal. I don't know. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's good. I gotta keep watching it. It reminds me of Kuroko's Basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that a lot too, so. In the zone.
Yeah, the zone. I forgot a different anime or manga. Oh, it was JJK in the manga. In like a special chapter, they reference like Kuroko's Basketball.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It was like one of those extra chapters. I could probably send it to you. It was funny. But yeah, you said you were done with Zom or something. It sounded like you didn't like the finale.
It was just like, bro, this dude's an idiot, bro.
Who's an idiot? All of them?
The group of bad people.
Oh, well, yeah. Their motivations are really bad.
Like, bro, you can't be this stupid, bro. You're about to kill a whole town because you wanted friends and you were offered to have friends, but you ran away.
Yeah, that made it worse. I just laughed the whole 3 episodes. I was just like, this is so silly. Bro,
this junk is stupid. And then the dad had hemorrhoids. I thought he had a tumor.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro.
It was so unserious.
And it's so crazy because, yeah, it's so unserious, but then you got people actually dying. Like, the dude got turned into a zombie. He legit died. But it's so unserious, but it's serious. You know what I mean? That's why I'm like, I don't know if this is serious or not. Like, I thought his dad was actually going to die. And then when you find out he was going to just let himself die because he had hemorrhoids, it's like, all right, bro.
Yeah, that was silly. No. I thought you were done because, well, there's a few things. Akira had dreads.
The dreads. I'm like, what the fuck? Forgot about that. I'm like, why does this? But then I looked it up. Like, they actually had dreads in Japan, like farmer dreads or whatever.
Yeah, it's
like some people. Yeah, it's a thing. But it was just so random. Like, why is having dreads on your bucket list, bro? That was funny. I didn't feel offended or nothing like that. It was just funny to me. That's not why I was done. I was just done about what I said about his reasoning for like doing what he was doing to that village and to that town. It's like, bro.
Yeah, are you serious? He's a silly villain. He just needed a hug or something. That was weird. I would have killed them.
He would have died, bro.
Would you have killed the trio?
That's another thing. That's another thing. When the dude, the number one hunter, when he sniped old dude, the gun out his hand, bro, you're dead, bro. Your head is off. You're dead.
Yeah.
And then same with, that's another thing I was saying. I'm like, bro, kill these people. They're going to die.
I was saying too. I was like,
you're dead. You're not living, bro. You are not living. I'm killing you on the spot.
That's what I thought was going to happen. As soon as they pulled up like on the construction vehicle, I forgot what it's called, the forklift or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought Beatrix was just going to slice their heads off or something.
Yeah, like, bro, kill them, bro. They have to die.
That was confusing. Well, I guess two of them did die.
Yeah. The main guy died and then...
Because I now see that this dude lived. Nah, look, he's on the left. I just realized he's alive. He's like standing with them.
Oh, yeah. The one dude who was trying to push off, what's his name, on top of the roof.
Oh, yeah, he died.
Because his wife, he hated his family.
That was so silly. And the way it was timed, I thought that was Akira's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was confused. I thought he jumped in the cesspool
of poop. He jumped in the poop, right? I'm like, oh my God.
That was really silly. There were several things this episode that I thought were the reason maybe you were done with that. There was a dog humping the chicken.
Yeah. I'm like, what is happening? It was just, I don't know. It was like, it was just too much silliness going on in such a serious moment. And for nothing to really happen from it, I was like, bro, I don't know, man. It's just going from JJK to this. I guess it's just my mood. You know, like when I'm JJK is like in a time of seriousness, you know, all hell is breaking loose. Even though all hell is breaking loose in this too, but it's not as serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not. So.
Also, when the dad was trying to go out and pull Kira back in, I was like, Kira, why can't Kira just like close the door after he leaves? Like, why?
Yeah.
Why if he opens the door, all the zombies are just immediately going to come in? The whole thing was just
I ain't gonna lie. I thought he really turned into a zombie.
I didn't think that.
I was like, oh, dang, this might be the end of the show. Because, I mean, like, I didn't think anything else was after. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was just going to end with him becoming a zombie, but he kills the dude. And then
I immediately knew that wasn't.
And then the show is just over.
The only time I thought tragedy was actually going to happen, I thought the
evil guy when he jumped, right?
Oh no, I thought the evil guy was just gonna kill his dad.
Oh,
like I thought
his friend was gonna die when he went to jump across the building at the start. Remember?
I did think that
because I was
in
like,
the beginning of the show.
Yeah, in the beginning of the show because we were like we didn't know the tone and what it was gonna be like. Is it gonna be serious or is it gonna be, you know?
There's just a whole bunch of silliness, and then when they crossed the bridge, they could have just broke the other side after they crossed. They didn't have to jump. And
or no, the zombies would have been like right behind them. No,
you think
you
so?
Think they could have made it across and then cut it off, and then the rest of them would have failed, but the couple that made it.
I think so. I don't know.
But they were the only people holding it up. Those two were the only people holding it up
for everybody. Oh, really? Across. I thought it was Bill.
Yeah. No, he threw it across, and then they held it.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense.
So
people could run, and then nobody was holding it for them to get across.
Yeah. Overall, I think the finale was just all right. I thought it would be more serious, and it was just more comedy.
Especially given the time frame that we had to wait and what we thought was going to happen. Like, the whole village was going to get overrun, which they did, but nobody died. Literally nobody died but the bad people. No tragedies. And they built back the town up better because the guy who was in the woods, who's like a master architect, is helping them build their new building. So now it's even going to be way better.
Right. It just wasn't what I would expect on Christmas Day after waiting like 3 months or whatever, however long it's been. But it's okay. It's all right. If it comes back, I'll probably watch it again. Maybe. Or maybe I'll read the manga. I don't know. But, I think that's all I got for today, honestly.
Yeah, same. That's about it.
I assume JJK just wins everything, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because Rurouni ended. We talked about that, though.
Yeah.
And we don't know when that's coming back.
What were you saying you watch?
Tamagotchi Game. It's like Saw mixed with Squid Game.
What is that, like a Netflix show?
It's a anime. It's on Crunchyroll. But basically it's this game called Tamagotchi Game. And it's low-key just like Squid Games. You know how you do like kid games? But the whole premise is that the games, in order to get into the Tamagotchi game, you have to sign up. And in order to sign up, people only sign up because you get a sum of money for winning the game. But because everybody is in debt. They have debt. And the only way they can get this money is by playing this game. But someone can sign you up for the game without you knowing. And the whole point of the game is to test your friendship. And basically, when people go into the game, the games are set up for you to basically turn your back on your friends. But if you stand 10 toes and you hold solid and you don't break your friendship, you can win the game and get a huge sum of money. But if you lose the game, you keep the debt that you're in. But it's pretty good. It reminds me of Saw meets Squid Games, because you know how in Saw, have you ever seen Saw before?
Yeah, I've seen like 3 or 4 of them.
And you know how he like takes you in because like you're a bad person or something, or you don't like want to live anymore, and he's like, "I'm gonna give you a reason to live," and then he makes you do all this.
Go through that rabbit hole. Yeah. Of him just being a psychopath.
Yeah, a psychopath. Yeah, and he just makes you like realize
you like
why.
To smoke. You don't utilize your health.
So like, imagine that, but the games aren't as. It's not life or death, at least not yet. This version of the game is not life or death. It's just like you end up losing your friendship, like your friends, because it tests your friendship. Like the games that you play will test your friendship on a personal level. Because like the first game was it's like yes or no, but everybody has to vote together, right? So the coin that you push, everybody puts their hand on this coin and they push it to the side, yes or no. But the coin will only go. So if everybody is not all in, whatever the minority is wins the toss, basically. So let's say I said, how many states are there? 50 states in the United States. Yes, that is true or that is not true. Like true or false, right? Obviously it's true. But if one person says false and everybody else says true, it'll go to false, even though everybody else said true. But people read the cards. They'll read the. Everybody gets to read a card, right? So that would be my card I read. But on the cards are blank. It'll say create your own question, and then in the bottom in small font it says like if it's a no question or if it's a yes. If you say no, or if this turn is given no, your total sum. So the debt. I didn't explain this. The debt, right? Let's say the debt is like 500 million. It's split up evenly amongst everybody. And everyone can see their own debt, but other people can't see your debt. But you can tell them what your debt is. But if you show them your like physical card or whatever with your number on there, it's against the rules and your debt will be double. So basically, you're not allowed to show them, you know, how much debt you have on you personally. And the card will say, like, if you make this question go no, we'll cut your debt in half. But nobody else is reading the card but you. And what happened was everybody was doing like simple questions. And it kept going to the wrong answer. And then it finally got to the main character and he read his card. He was the second to last person. And he figured out why it kept going to no, because in the small print, everybody was getting the same thing that said, if you force this to be wrong, your debt will be cut in half. And the loser of the game takes on the debt of everybody else in the game. So he was like, oh, y'all are trying to put this debt on what's her name? Like our other friend. Like, that's not cool. So that's how it tests your friendship. Because it's like, dang, y'all not, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are doing things in their best interest against other people, and you don't know what it is until it's your turn. And then you kind of just put it together, and then you start second, like. But the thing is, it could have been his card was the only card that had that small print on it. He doesn't know, because he can't see anybody else's card. So that's why it has you, like, start questioning what's, you know, really going on. Did, like, he just fuck me over for this for no reason, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That's how it so it makes you start thinking in certain way, and that's how the games are set up. So okay. But yeah, it's just pretty cool. I don't know, I thought it was good. It's only 12 episodes. Joel had suggested it to me and I was like, all right, let me check it out, and it was pretty good. It's not really any fighting or anything. It's just like suspenseful and it makes you think, and yeah.
Is it ongoing or is it over?
It's over. The manga is ongoing, but the show itself ended, I want to say, like 2 years ago. But there's apparently, you can guess why it stopped.
Why did it stop?
Because the creator is depressed.
Oh, okay.
Which is like,
that's fair.
Either the manga, the mangaka is either depressed or he has health issues. It's always like, is manga the only medium where people just who create stuff are just always sick or just like or like sad?
It's an epidemic, honestly. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I couldn't imagine drawing.
Oh, but they do have these crazy quotas every month, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably
weekly, really. Like, you gotta draw and write the story every week, even though they have like help, like editors and stuff. But I can see how it could be tiring if you're just doing an ongoing manga and you say you write like, I don't know, 50 chapters. And some of them don't really take breaks.
Yeah.
So you're just doing this every week for 50 weeks straight. I don't know. But that sounds interesting. I would watch it.
Yeah. I think you'll definitely like it over Blue Lock, even though Blue Lock was really good. But I think you personally would like that more than Blue Lock. Okay. You still haven't watched Death Note?
Nah.
Oh my God.
One show at a time, man. I can't do all this. There's only so much anime I can watch at a time. I think I wrote down some other shows. Obviously, Undead's gonna keep going. Where's my thingy? Undead's gonna keep going. We do JJK manga. And what else is coming out? Solo Leveling comes out January 6th. Oh, yeah,
they dropped 2 episodes, right? We couldn't watch it. It was only in Japan I seen the first 2 episodes that came out last month.
They dropped them?
Yeah, but only in Japan. Like, you can't watch them in the U.S. They dropped the first 2 episodes this month, earlier this month.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Like, no one even has it online?
It might be online, but from what I saw, I couldn't find it anywhere, or I didn't really go crazy for looking. I'm just like, why is it on Crunchyroll? And they were like, it's only in Japan.
No. Okay. Well, we could do Solo Leveling, JJK, manga, Undead Unluck, and whatever else we could do. I could watch the Tamagotchi show. We'll see.
I literally watched all 12 episodes in one night, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was that good.
Was it that good?
It's like, dang, I want to keep, like, because it's like a game. It's like a game show where they're in a game. You know what I mean? So it's like, dang, yeah. I want to see what happens. I want to see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, I just kept watching.
Okay, I'll watch a couple episodes tomorrow and see.
They got it dubbed too, so you don't even gotta, and you don't need to see what's happening on the screen because it's, you know, like it's you just listen. You can just listen. Definitely pay attention because you will be confused if you're not paying attention. Because, like, they do certain things to figure out, like, who's cheating or who's not, you know, and they explain it, but they say it. So if you're not paying attention, you're going to be confused.
I will pay attention. I do got to get going here, though. What was your anime of the year?
JJK. I saw Vinland Saga 1 anime of the year.
That was mid, bro. That was not anime of the year. I don't care.
I don't care, bro. That was not anime of the year.
Vinland Saga was mid? It was mid?
You know, a lot of people, I didn't dislike it.
You said it wasn't mid at first.
Yeah.
It's IGN Awards, though. It's IGN, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, I don't know. When you compare it to, like,
JJK is no shot, bro. It's no shot. I'm sorry.
Also, like, Heavenly Delusion was really good to me.
Yeah, Heavenly Delusion was good too. Yeah.
So, like, when I compare it to those two, I'm like, bro, that was not that interesting. Honestly, it wasn't super interesting.
Didn't we do an award show already?
We did one last. It was either earlier this year or last year.
We should do another one, another award show. Or we did it for spring, right?
Yeah.
For fall. I mean, JJK won, like, you know. Yeah. Rooney would be second, though, for me.
For me, I mean, we switched. I forget what shows we had before this set of
Malevolent
shows. Oh.
Malevolent was alongside Rooney. And, hey, remember, we had it replaced Undead Unluck. Malevolent
just kept switching in because other things were gone.
Undead, yeah, Undead Unluck, yeah. They kept switching in.
I really like Undead, though.
We also had with the assassin guy. I forgot his name.
Hell's Paradise?
Yeah, Hell's Paradise. Fucking Trigun. Stampede. Revengers. What else? I'm not going to lie. We might have to start doing some more high-profile animes, bro. Because those seem like the ones that get the views, man.
Yeah, those are
JJK,
the ones.
JJK is going crazy, man. All the...
Well, JJK is the most popular. That's why it is. I mean, all the ones we're doing right now are generally popular.
Yeah. But when Demon Slayer, My Hero, Chainsaw Man, I think those when those three come back, don't they all come back around the same time?
I know Demon Slayer is February. I don't know when Chainsaw Man comes back. My Hero
is May.
Yeah, it's like spring or early summer or something. So we'll see. And we got Bleach coming back as well.
Oh, yeah, again. I'm over that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
You over Bleach?
Yeah.
I think the next part will be better than that. I also feel like that part was mid compared to part one. Trigun, Vinland. Yeah. And I think once we catch up on JJK and like the current chapter, I think that would be exciting as well.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'm quick to read it all like in one day, bro. I'm not gonna lie, but I won't do that. I'll try to stay on pace with whatever your pace is.
I mean, like, yeah, because like I don't know if we did read it all and then came in one week and talked about it all like 110 chapters, it might be a little tough to like hit all the main points.
Don't sleep on my memory is impeccable.
I don't know. That's a lot of content.
Nah, it is like, a lot of content. That's a lot but I do feel like I have good memory though. I feel like when we come in and we talk about stuff, I feel like I'm on it. I feel like I highlight some key parts. Yeah, you're
a great memory.
Some big pieces, some key details.
I would write things down, but I mean like by the time I get to like chapter 220, I'm not gonna happened chapter 140. So we can decide. I'll talk to you about the pace, however you want to do the pace for
five it. Chapters a week. Well, I gotta see how long
it's gotta be more than that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, we got 110. We're 110 chapters away from the current chapter.
Oh, we could do 10.
So if we do 10 a week, that would take us
12 weeks. We'll be 12 around weeks 12
weeks to catch up.
They drop weekly, right? Or yeah, monthly?
If he doesn't take a break, it's weekly.
So, yeah, if we do 10 a week,
then that means on the 12th week, we'll be behind 12. But the next week, we'll only be behind 3. And that'll be what?
Or just catch up.
That'll be 3 months. Yeah, or we just catch up.
Yeah.
So in 3 months, we'll be caught up.
Barn, he takes wait no 3 breaks. Months.
Nah, I'm not gonna wait 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna wait
I was thinking
months.
More like at most maybe 6 20? Weeks.
So yeah, 20 a week, 6 weeks, 120 a month.
So we'd be
and a
caught
half.
Up in like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Also, like, do I don't want to take too long because then
we could do 30. That's 1 month.
Okay. I'm down for that. I'm really just trying to get to the current
to peak
without losing without losing out on
content,
the potential content. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I feel it. I understand.
I am excited to just get to where it's at, but at the same time,
like they talking about 2 years. I'm not waiting 2 years, bro.
That's yeah, cool. I think it's crazy. They already announced.
I mean it's just a trailer. It's just a trailer. It's like. Is that really that crazy? They did the same thing with Demon Slayer right when it ended.
That's true. Yeah. But it's MAPPA, though, is the thing.
Yeah.
They already have
everybody's
so
like,
many
oh, my
shows.
God, they're already shot. I don't think that's that crazy, bro. Like, it ended, and they're just letting you know, like, hey, we're going to be doing the Culling Games. They didn't even give a date, though, so.
That's true.
Now, if they would have gave a date, that would have been crazy.
Watch it say 2024. Watch it say
crazy.
March 2024.
Since there was no date, I'm like, it's not that crazy.
Do you got any final words?
Everybody have a happy new year and stay safe.
I second that. Everyone have a happy new year. No drunk driving. No craziness. Yeah. I think that's it. Episode 57. Peace out.
Peace.